Welcome back to Haunted 518, my paranormal loving friends. Today I am drinking Weird and Gilly IPA from Single Cut, which I love. It's close to me, the North Tap Room, and I've never been disappointed by any of their beers. It's called Weird and Gilly. Some cat from Japan suggested we do an IPA that is juicy. So we packed up a pack horse and made it happen. Soft, doughy, and slightly tangy malt lies under bright citrus, round tropical fruit, and mild pine resin hops aromatics that underscore the waves of flavor to come. Here we go. Oh, that is super juicy. I like the citrus notes and the tropical notes. I definitely get that. It's subtle, but it's delicious. And it's 6.6% alcohol. That's good. So today, I'm excited about our episode today because I found something really interesting that didn't show up in my research in the Cairo, Tannersville, Leeds area. I did a whole episode on it and I can't believe this didn't come up, but I found something right in that area and some things just a little bit to the west of that area, so north-ish west. So I thought I'd do another episode, especially spotlighting this first and crazy story that I can't believe I didn't hear anything about before. So we're going to start at Catterskill Falls. And that's close to Haines Falls. So we're going to start today in Haines Falls. Then we're going to move over to Jewett. And then we're going to round it out in Prattsville. And then we're going to dip, when I tell you just outside, we're talking like a mile or two outside of the 518 and head over to Roxbury, because there is one place I think we should talk about. So Catterskill Falls, most people don't know that this stunning waterfall is haunted by a dog. You're probably familiar with Catterskill Falls. If you're not, it's spelled K-A-A-T-E-R-S-K-I-L Falls. At 260 feet, it's one of the tallest waterfalls in New York. It's been a major tourist attraction in the area for over 200 years. And what you may not know is that this two-tiered waterfall has a tragic history and is said to be haunted by the ghost of a dog named Vite. The falls are absolutely stunning and have quite the history. American naturalists John and William Bartram visited Catterskill Falls on their 1753 trip through what is now upstate New York. What really gained national popularity for the falls was a mention in Washington Irving's 1819 story, Rip Van Winkle. In the story, Rip Van Winkle described the shock of seeing the falls after waking up from his 20-year slumber. Famous artist Thomas Cole painted the falls many times throughout his career. He viewed the Catterskill Falls area as an idyllic wilderness and even compared it to the Garden of Eden. Cole's style of art was eventually known as the Hudson River School. Halfway up the falls, there is a plaque dedicated to a dog named Vite. According to legend, Vite's owner walked down the lower level of the trail. Unable to find him, poor Vite panicked and leaped down the falls to his death. The plaque described Vite as the Bayard of Dogs, a reference to a 16th century French knight known as the Chevalier de Bayard. It is said that he was an incredibly kind and good man who could do no wrong. Supposedly every year on June 19th, the anniversary of his death, you can hear barking from near the falls as Vite's ghost searches for his master. Whether you believe the tragic tale or not, the falls are incredible and definitely worth a visit. So that's they're close to Hunter or even closer to Haines Falls, New York. Catterskill Falls. So now I invite you to sit back, relax, and I want you to just hear a clip from the YouTube channel Mountaintop Paranormal, and it's spelled MTN, mountain, and then the word top, and then paranormal. And I'm definitely going to give them a subscribe. And this is from their episode, Haunted Catterskill Falls. And here's just a little snippet. It's over an hour and a half long, and I will post it to our page. Excuse me, but I wanted to make sure we gave a shout out to them and give you a little snippet. So enjoy.
to Catskill Falls. To many of us locals has been a place of refuge, peace of mind, a break from our normal everyday hustle. But over the years, due in part to internet fame and multimedia, has attracted thousands of visitors each year. Most coming from surrounding metro areas that are unprepared for the terrain they are about to encounter, ultimately resulting in numerous deaths on any given year. They fail to heed all the warning signs posted, walking aimlessly and posing for that selfie of the year that they can brag to all their friends about. Since records have been recording the death toll, it is said that these falls have taken 200 plus souls in over 200 years. I am not taking this investigation lightly. Somewhere out there is a grieving parent, sibling, relative, or friend of someone who has recently lost their life here. So whether you have been to these falls 100 times, only once, or never at all, please heed the warning signs. They are there for a reason. You don't want me coming to try to contact you next. With all that being said, I welcome you to my investigative documentary, A Catskill Falls. I know it is long. I tried to cut it down as much as I can, but please watch thoroughly and all the way through. The amount of evidence is truly epic. But I wanted to show the true beauty of these falls, the history, and the path that led it to where it is today before reaching into the darkness. So sit back, relax, and get ready for the unprecedented investigation into Catskill Falls.
Wow, I'm looking forward to watching that entire documentary and seeing the evidence. Outdoor paranormal activity always fascinates me. And you know what? I've been to a lot of the kill places, Leisha Kill, Indian Kill, a lot of places around here, but I've never been to Catskill Falls. So definitely going to put that on my to-do list. The next place we're going to pop over to is Jewett. And Jewett, I have a few personal stories. The first one is submitted by someone named, Kay. Oh, actually, it's the only personal story, I'm sorry, submitted by Kay. I lived in an 1800s farmhouse in Jewett, had multiple experiences, as did my housemate and guests. There was a man, woman, and a little boy with curly red hair, quite young. The story that they imparted was that the man was the homeowner and farmer. His wife had an affair. Husband found out and the wife fell, quote unquote, down the stairs. Small staircase from upstairs to the kitchen. She broke her neck in the fall. Not sure if he then killed their son. Not sure how the boy perished, but the farmer hung himself from the beam above the kitchen. Rope mark still exists. While the aforementioned is a combo of speculation and what I got from the spirits, I was working in Windham and took a can home one night and the can driver or cab home one night and the cab driver, upon pulling up in front of my house, said, "Oh wow, you live here?" I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "This is the place where those people were slaughtered at many years ago." Huh, I think it's possible that over time the murder-suicide evolved to a slaughter. I'd love to know if anyone knows anything about this. The house is on Route 23C, submitted by Kay. And then lastly, we're going to head over to Prattsville and then pop over to Roxbury. Another short but sweet episode, but some cool things to note. This is submitted by Michelle. In Prattsville, I saw a ghost pulling out of the cemetery. I did not mention it until I was in my 20s. My mother saw it too. There was also an alleged haunted house on the right headed towards Grand Gorge, New York. It is a large stone home before a curve in the road, maybe a mile past the cemetery and before a back road to the dam. And then lastly, we're going to pop just over to Roxbury. Like I said, just a step, a hair outside of the 518. But I thought this was too good to pass up. So this is the Burroughs Field Memorial, specifically Woodchuck Lodge. Woodchuck Lodge is the former home of naturalist John Burroughs. His gravesite is near a rock where he played as a child, and as an adult, he sat and thought about nature. It is said that those who sit in the center of the rock will feel a cold spot believed to be the spirit of John Burroughs. So that's it. Super short, but really sweet. If you've had an experience at Catskill Falls, please, please, please let us know. And as always, I'd like to just credit the places where I got my information from. So The first is onlyinyourstate.com, q1057.com, and then ghostsofamerica.com, as well as hauntedplaces.org. And again, the YouTube channel is Mountaintop Paranormal, and it's MTN space TOP space Paranormal. And that is the episode Haunted Catterskills Falls, which I will absolutely be posting on our social media for you to see. So on that note, a big old cheers, and if you do go hiking, stay safe and have your EVP recorder, and cheers to everyone, and as always, happy haunting.